Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Comedy Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom, Ash.
Hello, everybody.
And Craig.
Hello!
No, Craig's not here. That was my most convincing Craig impression. Craig isn't here, unfortunately. He has literally been whisked off to Craig
TV Land.
Yeah. To TV Land to do some official Craig business. Literally about
official Craig business.
Apparently it is. Apparently it is. Official Craig business. And this happened about 2 hours ago. So so it's just me and Ash here today to talk about Game Week 12, which was last week, and to look forward to Game Week 13. How do you feel Game Week 12 went? I mean, because for me, Ash, as an Arsenal fan, it was crap. And as a fantasy football manager, it was all right. I had quite a good week as far as that went. Obviously, we're back after the international break as well.
It seems to be that every week we come here, me being a West Ham fan, you being an Arsenal fan, there's never anything to celebrate.
No,
basically,
that's true.
Every week we celebrate the fact that Scott won.
Scott,
the Scottish team.
Oh, the Scottish boys,
Craig's
yeah.
Sports. Won, I guess, probably.
The Scotch Eggs.
Yeah, and he got 1 million points.
Yeah.
But without him, no one got any points. Arsenal, West Ham.
I know.
Neither of our fantasy teams.
Well, England won during the international break, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah. We're okay. What did you think?
I thought it was all right. I sort of was flicking it in and out of it, which I don't know if that is a term, flicking in and out. Flicking on and off of it.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't know.
Either one. I caught a bit of it and it looked all right. Yeah, we seemed all right. Although, I thought it was quite a positive display. I thought they played quite well, but people were just going mad about it, saying how crap we were, looked like a championship side. I think, was it Scholes said that?
I think maybe he was talking about Wales. I mean, Scotland.
Talking about Wales, Wales weren't even playing. Yeah. They're just slagging off Wales.
Yeah.
Every opportunity.
It's like the Saunders is.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was quite interesting. I was really looking forward to seeing Downing play. And I think he picked up a knock at half-time, but they were playing.
Yeah.
But they were sort of came out as if they were going to play Downing. You know, they're in the role just behind the two strikers.
Yeah.
Which they sort of did. But actually, Welbeck was playing right out on the left-hand side.
He was, yeah, I noticed that. It was very wide.
Yeah, exactly. So then Downing was in the middle. So really, we were playing 4-1-4-1. So what was the
classic formation 4-1-4-1?
So what was the point? So they brought. So the good thing about Downing is he sort of emerged from not being a winger to being this like guy who sits behind the two strikers.
Mm.
Well, so he can't play wing. So let's put Welbeck there, who's just emerged as a sort of striker for a good team.
Yeah,
and then so it all seemed a bit like confused. But then Rooney just scored anyway.
It was nice for Rooney, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's picked up some form, actually.
He has, actually. Yeah, that was something. Because, obviously, he scored at the weekend for the scum, for United against us. I wasn't happy with that. Did you watch the Arsenal game?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, that was disappointing. Hugely disappointing. Because I think, I mean, we had everything. We had all the possession.
Mm.
They had the one chance that came off Gibbs and went in. And then Rooney's gone. That's pretty much all they had for the entire game.
Yeah, I think a lot of people as well had that down. I mean, people were backing Arsenal big time, weren't they?
I know. Tell me about it.
I, in fact, dropped Di Maria for Sanchez.
Oh, okay.
Classic mistake.
Yeah, I think Sanchez, what was he, 2 points this week?
2 points, and Di Maria got about 7, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
yeah, Sanchez didn't really get the points in this week. Yeah, it was upsetting. Nice to see Giroud back, though, and cracking goal.
Yeah, well, that's...
Belter.
Last week, I was saying that I think Giroud's going to come back, and he's going to straight away get well back out of the team.
Yeah.
Unless
what does he do now? What would you do if you were Wenger?
Well, unless he plays them both, but I mean, I don't really know why you'd bother. That you know, unless they change the formation, I think Welbeck's out.
Really?
I think
he's just hit some form, and I started gaining confidence in Welbeck, and I never thought that I would. You know, I started thinking this guy, I think he could do a job for us. But now, I mean, I don't know with Giroud back. I mean, that was some goal, wasn't it?
That was
unreal. Goal of the month potentially.
He just looks so much better. He just looks a lot stronger. And the one thing I never like about Giroud is he's one of those strikers who, like a bit like Higuain, you know, he gets in the right positions, but he misses a few before he scores.
He does, yeah. That's.
But then Welbeck doesn't seem to even really get into the positions.
No. I mean, but he does. He's busy, you know. He works hard, and I think that is important. But, I mean, you know, how is he going to do it? Is he going to just play the lone striker? You've got Walcott on the bench. Walcott wants, you know, to play out there as well. I don't really know. I think within that, it's like with the midfield and the attacking for Arsenal, I think that there is a combination that will really, really work. I think if he gets it right, he's got world-class a combination of midfield and attack there. But the defence is what lets us down, because it's shocking.
Oh, yeah,
shocking,
of course.
How bad our defence is.
Of course, because they played, England played Gibbs, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of Klein.
Yeah.
And then he's just totally useless.
What, Gibbs?
Gibbs.
Yeah, with the own goal.
Yeah.
See, I've always been a fan of Gibbs. I thought.
Really?
Yeah, I have. I've been a fan of him for because we had, after Ashley Cole, we had Traore on the left, left back. And then obviously Clichy, and then Gibbs. And I thought that Gibbs sort of, when we lost Clichy, I was like, no, it's fine, we've got Gibbs, Gibbs is good. And I think maybe he's starting to struggle a little bit now, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really see it. Like you say, they've got, I don't know what you say about them, the defence is poor.
Mm.
And I guess the only thing you can say is that they're, at any time, they're always going to have a world-class injury bench.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. That, again, that's another one of our problems. We've always got players injured.
Yeah, isn't Wiltshire out again now?
Possibly. I mean, he was... did he injure his head headbutting Fellaini?
Yeah.
he just going around headbutting everyone. Just mental. He needed a fag. I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we can't talk about Arsenal the whole time. I'd very much like to. but yeah, Wiltshire is a shocker. But talking about violence, the West Ham game. There was a lot of it kicked off a lot at the West Ham game, and not just because of Barkley's ridiculous dive, which one of the worst dives I've ever seen in my life. Not that anything really came of it. There was no card. There was no. It wasn't for a penalty or anything like that. But just, I mean, it was ridiculous.
Yeah,
absolutely ridiculous. And then it all kicked off with who was it? Went for Tompkins. Or something? Yeah. Someone went for him. I can't think who it was now. I made notes about this because I thought all this stuff would come up in YouTube Pundit, which obviously we're not doing this week. So I really brushed up, although I wasn't quite sure about their names. So usually I just get away with West Ham man done a headbutt.
Yeah.
And get a point.
Yeah. Yeah, classic.
But yeah, so were you, how did you feel about the West Ham result?
I didn't really feel too much about it because we get done by Everton every time.
Yeah.
I think once in my whole life we've beaten them. I can remember us winning once. And I mean, probably if we went for look for statistics, we might have done it another time.
Mm.
But I can only remember seeing it once in my whole life.
Really?
So I knew we were going to lose.
Oh, okay.
They're picking up a bit of form.
They are, to be fair, yeah.
We've got loads of injuries, so we went back to Carroll and Noland. Mm. Exactly what I said.
You must see Carroll start, though.
Oh, yeah, but sort of is. But this is what everyone said. They said, everyone was saying, well, when he comes back from injury, it's going to be difficult for him to get back in the squad. I said, it's not going to be. What will happen, exactly what happens, as soon as he gets back, I know there are injuries, but it's still the way it worked out.
Yeah.
The minute he's back, comes back in and we lose. But I do really like, although saying that, I do really like Carroll.
Yeah.
It's really good. And I was really looking forward to seeing him in that new system. But it vaporised and we got smashed.
Just, I've just looked at the notes on my phone. And I had written McCarthy foul / Morales foul and push on Tompkins. So it was Morales. That was dirty boys. but yeah, so that was. I mean, that was it. Sort of. I mean, there was a lot of other results.
Did you watch the game last night, the Southampton?
I didn't. Villa. I completely forgot about it until today, and I checked my team because I knew that I had Pella as captain. And Bertrand at the back. And so my points went up from like 37 to 50.
Yeah.
Which helped me get up to, drum roll. Nice, that was what I was expecting. Up to 100th now, on the second page. Back on the second page
Bobby
now.
Big Time strikes again.
Bobby Big Time. Yeah, I like that. That's that could be my new nickname.
Yeah, it's your stage name.
Yeah, it should be. It's Bobby Big Time. Hello! I'm on the second page now, which was nice. Thanks to Pella. I went for Pella captain this week
because
I thought I fancied him to score more than Aguero.
Yeah, yeah.
Who didn't score, and I was quite right actually because I think Pella got 4 points doubled to 8.
No, he got 2 points doubled to 4.
2 points doubled to 4.
So
but that was the same that Aguero got, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But, I mean, no one was really scoring big. Those two didn't score at all. Costa just got the one goal. I don't know how many points Costa got this week, but it wasn't big.
No, he got... so I had him as captain, And he got me 12 points, so he only got 6, yeah, overall.
Oh, okay. So the guy to have up front this week surely was old Burnley boy, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Old Bobby Burnley. What's his name? Ings. Yeah. Yeah, 2 goals for Ings.
Yeah, because in the Southampton game, because Villa are hopeless, and there's a guy who plays for Southampton, Mene, I can never really pronounce his name.
And I nodded as if I knew.
He missed about 15 open goals. Well, classic exaggeration.
Like, 15 open goals? Wow. Yeah. That was incredible. Well,
he slightly miscued about 3 passes, like, you know, somewhere in between those two. But and Villa didn't look very good at all, apart from a Bonglahor who...
He looked good, didn't he?
Yeah, well, in a way, they were playing really counter-attack. Yeah. Like, sitting back, taking up the pressure, and then... hitting them on the break, and a Bonlahor's, you know, very quick, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah.
So he scored their goal, bit of a mistake by the keeper.
Mm.
But I was saying if a Bonlahor had swapped with that Mene guy, it would have been, God, about 50-0.
and that's definitely not an exaggeration. That's definitely not an Ash exaggeration, yeah.
No, well, but I mean, it wouldn't have been. It would have been, if you'd taken Villa's only good player and put it with Southampton's one sort of underperforming player, I think it would have been a bit of a cricket score, yeah. Oh,
okay.
I was also surprised about the Crystal Palace game.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because they beat Liverpool, didn't they? I don't know how, though, because the week before they played Sunderland, didn't they? And they just looked terrible. They looked quite good on the counter, but I couldn't see... I thought if you're a team that sort of like sensibly hold possession, like... Yeah. Liverpool and not get, as long as you don't get totally exposed at the back, which is sort of what happened to Southampton.
Yeah.
You'd be okay, but they just totally slaughtered them.
No, that's right. Yeah. I took Fabregas out of my team and stuck in Sterling because I thought that Liverpool would be all right. Well, Fabregas had gone yellow.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
For God's sake, he'd gone yellow, the young lad. I felt sorry for him. I thought, am I taking him out? I did. I think Sterling maybe scored 2 points. And Fabregas played and had an assist and played quite well, so yeah, I missed out on a few points there. But yeah, Liverpool, that was a bit of a shocker. I don't think, other than Sterling, maybe that I'd ever go for any other kind of Liverpool player. I really can't see it. They're going from bad to worse, aren't they? Really?
Yeah, they've still got a run of games coming on. The next 3 games are still easy, but...
Oh, they got an easy...
They got an easy running, yeah, because that was the only reason I kept Sterling in the side, was because, you know, if you kept him this long, you may as well keep him for the next 3 easy games, but...
Yeah. If they got next, just looking... Oh, so they got Stoke at home on Saturday.
Yeah, it's not the hardest game.
So, no, that's right. Maybe I will keep hold of him, possibly, yeah.
But I think they're probably going to make the most of it. Yeah, from looking at them. There's loads of really good, you know, it's like sort of motivational posters they have. It's like Brendan Rodgers with like a quote. And they're all like the one about Southampton where he's like, well, Cubs have got to make a choice whether they sell their best player and try and or keep them and try and play for the Champions League. Oh, that doesn't sound good one, Brendan. Yeah. Nice work. So I think that's most of the results. Obviously, Man City managed week past.
Yeah, City, they did. Yeah, that was unlucky.
A couple of big wins for teams at the bottom, actually. Of course, Newcastle, who, well, now aren't a team.
Yeah, well,
at the bottom,
they're not even a team at the bottom. No. I didn't realise until I looked the other day. Well, where are they up to, about 13th now or something?
Sorry, they're up to about 5th. They're like proper Champions League.
No. Are they?
I don't know. I'll look. But they're doing much better than they were.
Yeah, they are. It's mad to think that Pardew's neck was on the line at one point.
Well, they're not quite Champions League. They are Europa League. They're 5th.
They are actually 5th.
Yeah, just ahead of West Ham and just behind Man United. I don't know how Man United are in the top 4.
No. Well, they beat us, so that's probably out.
Well, I see Liverpool are 12th.
Mm.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was a good week for Rooney, so to have Rooney in your team.
Yeah, because he did it for England and then for...
He did it. United. He did all the goals. Yeah. He did a score.
He did a good one.
He done a score.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was good. Palace beat Liverpool, obviously. Ings being the top guy. Hazard performed as well.
Yeah, again.
And it's one of those, is it, you know, because can you really have Hazard and Fabregas in your team?
Yeah.
Probably not, because you wouldn't really want to spend so much money on 2 expensive midfielders from the same team, but now Hazard is coming through, and I think a lot of people maybe because Fabregas had gone yellow
yeah.
with the jaundice and everything, whether that they did put Hazard in.
Yeah,
I certainly contemplated it.
Yeah, so did I. If it wasn't for the sort of price difference between the two, I think Hazard's a fair bit more expensive. Otherwise, I probably would have swapped as well. I guess Fabregas is going to be more consistent.
Yeah.
Like, Fabregas pretty much just gets 6 points every week. You can just leave him in your team forever and he'll just get 6 points every week or just get an assist.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And, like, maybe the, you know, like the second man of the match sort of slot, so getting a couple of bonus points. Whereas Hazard's going to have weeks where he's going to get like 14.
Yeah, that's the thing, yeah.
Yeah, but you'll have a couple where he gets zero.
That's right, and that's something that I've certainly had him. I think last season I had him, and I think Oscar's the same. It'll be nothing for a week, then they'll go mental, 15 points, then nothing. Then, yeah. You know. But sort of talking about the league, I mean, I got 50 points, went up to 100th. Not that I'm going to keep going on about it. Thanks very much. Second page Tommy, as they call me now. Craig is currently in 33rd in the league. He got 49 points. So yeah. Very, very close. Although I did do better than him. So like I say, I'm just that 1 point every week. Just going to climb up. I think that's like the fourth week I've done better than Craig.
Oh, really?
So fourth week in a row. Cheers.
If you do it for another
Do it for another 30 weeks,
yeah,
and I'll be nearly catching up. And you, yourself, Ash, 52 points. You had the best out of us lads this week.
Finally,
you had a pretty good one.
Grinding some form away.
Where are you in the league? Craig's 33rd, and you are...
42nd, something like that.
42nd. So, that still pretty close between you and Craig.
Yeah, I think it's only something like 15 points separating us. And so, not far at all.
So, looking at the league, who is the who are the movers and shakers, sir, as they say?
Well, we've still got definitely the shaker is Brian Coates.
Coatsy.
Who's absolutely smashing
Coaters. It now. Coaters! Yeah, he's still there. Yeah. He's, although, I don't think... Oh, yes, he's smashing it. 17 points clear.
Yeah.
Coates at the top with 112 years and counting.
He didn't get too many points this week. 46. It's like...
Yeah.
I've been a bit worried.
I did better than Coatsy. I did better than the coat boy.
The
I did, yeah. I did better than him. That's pretty good.
I of course, this week I got rid of my goalkeeper.
Yeah,
I got rid of Courtois as you would, and replaced him with the Liverpool goalkeeper.
Ah,
so I'm nice. Properly lost the plot.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, I had Eriksen this week, who I think was the star player, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He absolutely smashed it. Pretty much saved my week.
Oh,
he had a really, really good week. Also, my big news, I did tweet about it, was I'm pregnant. Yeah, absolutely. I'm 6 weeks 6 weeks pregnant. Thanks very much. Cheers.
That's how you look at it.
That would be a bloody miracle. And talking of miracles, the little wizard Harry Kane I put in the team. 8 points this week. I was quite happy with that. Scored more than Aguero and Pella combined.
Nice.
Twice as many, in fact.
Yeah, because I got Kane in last week.
Yeah.
What's his value now? Because when I got him in, it was 4.9.
It's still less than 5. I looked at it.
Oh, is it really?
Still about 4.9.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous, because what I'm hoping to do is I'm going to, with my team, I'm hoping this week I'm going to take out Sanchez.
Yeah.
Withdraw him from the team. And Pella.
Oh, right.
And I'll have enough money to buy back Fabregas.
Yeah.
Wait for it. And sticking Costa, so I will be able to have Aguero and Costa up front.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So it's going to cost me 4 points, but I will have exactly the right money unless people start changing.
Yeah.
So I almost did it today and pressed the button and got all excited, but I thought, no, wait.
Oh.
Because what I usually do is I wait and then I take one of Craig's little tips. He goes, well, I think that McNamara from Burnley, and I think I've never fucking heard of him. And then you watch and then he plays quite well.
Yeah.
Obviously, Craig's not here, so... Other than slag him off, we can get no tips from him.
Yeah.
So we'll just slag him off twice. But yeah, so that's what I'm doing. I'm going to finally get the Aguero Costa up front and with Kane, who I'm hoping is going to come up. And because he's really, really cheap, so I can then afford it.
Yeah, I think Kane is in the same brackets like that Ozzy Perez last week.
Yeah,
like,
I think
super bargain.
And I think Kane's only going to go up in price. And, you know, Tottenham fans love him. And they can't stand Soldado and Adebayor. So yeah, stick Kane in. That is the tip for me.
Top tip.
Yeah. So I'm happy. So my biggest problem is going to be with Aguero and Costa up front. Who to put the armband on?
What about Southampton, because their next runner up games is mental.
Is it? It's mental, like, in a good way or bad way?
Well, they got both the Manchester teams.
Oh, okay.
And Liverpool, I think, and maybe Chelsea as well.
Well, I fancy them against United, although it's whether they start putting it together now that Rooney's hit a bit of form. Van Persie didn't touch the ball. What was it? He touched the ball 12 times in the entire game or something, apparently. Yeah. And that's not an Ash exaggeration. That is literally touched the ball 12 times in a game. And then Rooney scored.
Yeah. He, I mean, he's so normally so good. If he's not injured, if he hasn't got a broken leg.
I completely forgot. I just forget about him.
Yeah, I don't know why he doesn't.
It's like I'm expecting that he's still injured or something. When you don't see him and you see that he's still there and he's like 13 million or something, still the most expensive striker.
Yeah.
And you think, no, he is actually, he's actually been fit for a while. He's just not playing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he is playing. He's just not playing well.
Yeah, and because there's no one...
Karma.
Because people
are leaving Arsenal, the bastard.
Yeah, because people aren't jumping ship, because people aren't leaving.
Yeah.
His price isn't going down. He's just staying.
Yeah, that's right. That's how it works, yeah.
But so Southampton's run of games is Man City at home, Arsenal away. Oh, so they've got one win coming up.
Oh, banter. Oh, opening up a can of orange banter.
Man U at home, Burnley away, Everton at home.
Yeah.
I don't really... last week, actually, because if they do win those, say if they get three wins out of that, they're basically their Champions League.
Yeah, they are.
Secure, isn't it?
Unless they have a massive meltdown and something bad happens. Yeah, they're laughing, aren't they, really, to be honest. Yeah, that's... yeah, there we go. That's your tip. But I'm taking Pella out and sticking in Costa.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy I am. But yeah, so that is the week that was. We will be looking forward to the week that will be, as they say. Is this? Am I sounding like Craig? Am I doing a good job?
Well, yeah, you're sort of making up more phrases.
He doesn't make up as many phrases as me, but I think that's sort of my the niche-ariety. That's also something I've just made up. So we will be back in part two with a little something special, and then part three. Myself and Ash will be back, and we will be reviewing next week a little bit. We will be dissecting a team. And,
very good one this week.
Yeah, very good team this week, and probably having some bloody good laughs,
yeah,
if anything. So, Craig who? That's what I say. Craig bloody who? So, yeah, thanks very much, and we'll be back with your next part in a second.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Part 2. We've got a special competition here and some special guests. We're back with our all-time favourite guests. We've got Max the Naked German.
Hello.
And James the incredibly knowledgeable Derby fan.
Hello.
The barbecue bandit and the naked one. Yeah. Both here in the house. So, Max, it's been a while since we've had you on the show.
Yes.
Anything happened since we last spoke to you, which was just before the World Cup final?
No, nothing special as usual. Everything pretty much according to plan. yeah, we laid it out, we executed, and we're world champions now. I don't think anyone would be surprised by that.
What, Germans being good at executing, then?
Wow.
You're going there already.
2 seconds in.
Haven't even started the waterboarding.
Yeah, so obviously Germany won the World Cup.
Yes, we're very pleased with that.
Yeah,
I heard from home. There was not much of an atmosphere here by that time because I think England had been moving on to rugby by the time the final came on.
Yeah, I think England moved on to rugby before the World Cup started. Yeah, it's a bit of a disaster as far as we were concerned, James.
It wasn't the best competition, I think, from my perspective. So, what was it anyway? I completely forgot about it. Did that actually happen, or was it a dream? I can't remember now.
No, quite real. We can show you the truth.
Yeah. But so since then, since the celebrations have died down, the fortunes for the two teams have sort of changed. England have got a little bit better, possibly.
Which is not hard.
Exactly.
You have to put that in perspective.
Yeah, and then Germany picked up a lot of injuries, lost to Poland for the first time in 100 years or something.
Yeah. We still managed to beat Scotland.
Yeah, well.
So we deserve some credit for that.
Yeah, but so did we. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Although it was
the credit.
No one gets any credit for beating Scotland.
No, I think they sort of like World Cup hangover.
Yeah.
It's a mental thing and also, as you said, the physical component to it. I think 80% or something of the players who actually played in the World Cup have since picked up some major injury and missed games and didn't have a good preparation for the new season. Schweinsteiger just, I think, is back on the bench, hasn't made a single game since the final.
Yeah.
Even Neuer picked up some weird injury. So I think they kind of paid for what they did. It was a tough tournament.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. What about, Royce was actually injured for the World Cup, wasn't he?
Royce got injured in the last test match right before the World Cup, so he missed it.
Yeah.
He recovered really quickly, but so he made it back in time basically to join Dortmund for the new season. Then picked up another injury on, I think, on the same foot, and just recently, like last weekend, ripped the ligament in that same foot again after making a surprisingly quick comeback. So everyone is now waiting, so how many times can he do that? Like, get his foot kicked off and come back in 4 weeks. So we'll see. Fingers crossed.
And so Germany is going downhill. England.
Cream rising, maybe.
Yeah.
Shit floats, I'm not sure. Which way around you want to look at it? But if you remember in the World Cup qualification, didn't England like go through unbeaten? Didn't we do the whole of the World Cup qualification without losing a game?
I think most people slept through most of it, so I can't
yeah.
remember.
Yeah, so I seem to recall from the last sort of three or four major tournaments, England have done extreme well in qualification. As soon as it gets to the big stage, it just all falls to pieces.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just that.
Well, there was one qualification where you needed to bring Beckham back out of retirement to save you or something, right?
Yeah.
So you haven't always done well.
There might have been something financial behind that. I'm not 100% sure.
But so, bringing it back to the fantasy football, obviously we had a little international break and Rooney did quite well. And United have been pretty shocking since. So do you think he could become, we were talking about this earlier in the podcast, do you think he could become a contender now again?
I really hope not. Yeah, you know my feelings around.
Contender for what?
Manchester clubs and Wayne Rooney.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah.
I really hope not.
For being a player that people might pick for their fantasy football team.
Mm. Nah.
No, you're not sure? I think he's about 11 to 14 million or something insane. So we're not sure about that.
I will not be putting him in my team.
What? Just on Brit ever?
Ever, no. I just have an embargo on Wayne Rooney being in my side.
How cheap would he have to be?
Fiver.
But say if he was 5 million.
I wouldn't put him in.
You seriously wouldn't put him in?
Yeah, I wouldn't put him on principle.
What about
him and Joey Barton? Obviously, Joey's not in the Premier League anymore.
What about how much would you profit would there potentially have to be on a bet before you'd bet on Rooney?
I just don't think I could do it. I just don't think I could. I just don't think I could back Wayne Rooney to do anything.
How much would you have to stand to lose? Because you sort of bet reverse.
I think if it was like something big, like my car or my house, then I would probably venture out that way. But
yeah.
Anything less than that, I just wouldn't break the principle.
No. And so, how have you been faring in the fantasy football?
So, last time I think I came on, I just got above you, I think, in the league.
I think in the interim
it was in between, wasn't it? And I had a shocker last week, so down to sort of 60th now. 28 points last week, not a good week.
Yeah, and so Max, you're about 120th.
Is it? It's like it's you always getting me the updates. I really, I keep forgetting about the squad until Monday when it's too late. Then I usually ask you and you tell me that I did brilliant yet another weekend without substituting anyone.
That is true. I think you need to start checking it more though because you're not a million miles away from Tom. So you could.
Yeah, you mean James.
James. Well, you know, I did mean Tom, but you're a little bit confused about who everyone is.
Yeah. The comedian in the yellow jersey.
The comedian in the yellow jersey.
Yeah, Ash insists he's always been named Tom, which I find hard to believe because I've known him as James. But That's not.
No. He knows you as the naked German man.
Well, that's accurate.
Yeah, exactly. And you know him as the guy, the comedian in the yellow jersey. So
yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
So you think I could catch him if I put a little effort into it?
I think so. He's been creeping up the league. He's gone from about 150th to 100th. So you'd have to start making a move.
How many people in the league?
I think it's about 170 now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
170, and I'm around 120 or something.
Yeah, 120, 150 maybe. Okay. You're not doing too... You got 50 plus points this week.
Quite pleased with that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, we haven't just assembled here to chat about how poor England are and how injury-prone the Germans are. We've got an international competition to sort out. A penalty shootout between the guests. We've arranged a little quiz that we're going to call De Mallet Mallet. And we've arranged a line of different size glasses. So the first one's a shot glass full of water. The loser of each round gets it in the face. Not very good as an for an audio podcast, but it's going to piss someone off. So we're going to do it. And each round, the container of water is going to increase till Max is soaking wet, basically. Or we could start asking questions about Derby and James. But we're a bit worried James would drown. Okay, so we'll do a test round to see if we can figure out what is going on. So I'll say something. You've just got to associate the word. Okay? That's two blank looks, so no. This is going to be brilliant.
I was nodding, okay.
Yeah. I'm thinking if I should take my shirt off and sit on a towel. But this is just a test run, huh?
Yeah. Okay, so, Dortmund.
Great.
Bad.
Klopp.
Wenger.
Bad.
Bang, you can't repeat the word.
I didn't say it.
It can't be repeated at all. Okay.
See, I didn't know that. Good we did a test run.
It's good we did a test run. Okay. So, I've already spilt some water. Here we go. I'm moving all the microphone equipment out of the way. Here we go. Are we ready for this? Okay, James looks definitely not. Okay, so, Max. Bundesliga.
Dortmund.
Germany.
Yeah. You said something totally out of the line of my thinking.
That's kind of the
idea. I was going somewhere with this, and you just.
Okay, so you may have guessed Max lost that round.
Max is now getting naked.
Yeah, I think Max thinks we're playing strip mallets to mallet. Okay, so round two. Ready, James?
Go on.
Joey Barton.
Cunt.
Pussy.
Dog.
Wet.
Dry.
Cleaners.
Tenuous. But James loses that one.
I'm quite pleased with that. I didn't lose more. I think I'm putting my shirt on.
Okay, that was the first one was a shot, the second one was a double shot. We're now up to an espresso cup, and this is definitely getting wet in studio. Okay, so we're going to change the format for this round. You each have to name a football team. We'll keep going, okay? So, just name a European football team, Max.
Ludogorets.
Arsenal.
Dortmund.
Manchester United.
Arsenal.
Did you just say Arsenal twice?
Did I say Max. Oh, I'm sitting in a puddle.
The guy who manages the studio is going to kill us. Okay, so...
I have to walk home. It's cold outside.
This is good. Okay, so... Next round. Don't worry. Sorry, sit down. Okay.
Did I really just say Arsenal twice in a row?
You did.
There's so many teams.
Okay, so... James. Bundesliga clubs.
Oh, what?
I can do this. I'm not sure if you can. Present or all time?
Any time. Well, so German football clubs, go.
Bayern Munich.
Hamburger SV.
Borussia Dortmund.
SV Werder Bremen.
Schalke.
Eintracht Frankfurt.
Bayer Leverkusen.
Borussia Dortmund.
Yes!
No way.
That was the large white glass.
Did you say that?
I'm pretty sure. He looked confident that he'd said it already. That was the first one he said, in fact.
He said the second by me.
This is getting really uncomfortable.
Okay, last round.
It's depression. It's getting...
Okay, so I think the English are 3-1 up at the moment.
There's a bigger glass.
So it's the final round for the pint glass. Okay, international football teams. So this is an easy one.
Didn't we do that already?
No, we didn't. No, like not clubs. So like England, Germany, etc.
They're just naming countries.
Okay, I think if we made it just naming words, you guys still might not be able to do it. Okay, so we're ready. James.
England.
Belgium.
Scotland.
The Netherlands.
Wales.
Germany.
France.
South Africa.
Angola.
Brazil.
Italy.
Spain.
Faroe Islands.
Mauritius.
Portugal.
Poland.
Uruguay.
Oh.
Argentina.
Bolivia.
Costa Rica.
Australia.
The United States.
Oh.
New Zealand.
Canada.
China.
Russia.
Oh,
oh, my, God. Oh my God.
This is quite
I hate geography.
I totally blew it.
Wow.
Towels, please.
So, thanks to James. You can catch on Twitter at.
Is this going on? This is actually going online for people to listen. How smart we are!
Yeah. So sorry, James.
Is that at Bamba Hilltop?
Maxi,
I'm getting a shit.
Max, are you on Twitter?
I'm sorry.
Are you on Twitter?
I'm most certainly not.
Okay. Cool. Well, you can catch us at the Gaffer Tapes. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be back in a sec for part 3.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Comedy Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom, Ash.
Hello everybody, we're back.
And no Craig. Craig's not here. He is doing business stuff and stuff still. And
yeah.
All that stuff.
He's got lost on some sort of trip.
Yeah.
Some sort of coach.
He's on a coach somewhere. He took it too far. Did you watch, just before we go on, did you watch Craig on coach?
I watched some of it. I've been super busy, so I've not been able to watch as much of it as I wanted to, because the bits I did see was really good. And I'm glad he's not here, because I did want to say he was really good.
He was really good. I loved it, and I thought he came off really well.
Yeah.
And I found myself texting him a lot, because it was like I knew a celebrity for a little bit. Like, I'd watch him on telly and go, oh, he's brilliant. I thought, oh, I know him. And
yeah.
I'd text him. I texted him the other day, just saying I love you. And I don't think he quite knew what was happening. But yeah, Craig, we miss you. Rest in peace.
It was good. I'm glad, because I was going to say, like, I was really impressed with how well he did. But it's better now he's not here, because now it's not...
If he was here, you'd have to go, God, you look gay.
Yeah, exactly.
It's rubbish.
Yeah.
God.
Most of it, though, because I was at work when it was on.
Yeah, so I used to have to watch it on...
Yeah, so I missed the majority of it. But I watched it all unfold on Twitter. So it was quite weird. I didn't get to see any of it, but I got to see everybody commenting on it.
Mm.
So I feel like I watched it,
but
like the text version.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. My because obviously his partner on it, Will, my fiance said, she went...
You just did air quotes when you did fiance.
Yeah.
Is it, are you not sure now?
No, because we had the conversation about, I just think fiance is just a weird thing to say. Oh, it just sounds pretentious. Yeah. But we watched it and she said to me, she was looking at the telly, we watched the last episode, she went, do you think we could ask that Will if he'd come to our wedding? Like, as in Craig's partner, Will. I thought that would be the weirdest conversation ever. Craig, you know that bloke you went on coach with? Can he come to my wedding? Yeah, so that was odd.
I like the way she said it as if it was like, yeah, do you think we could get Arnold Schwarzenegger to yeah. come to our wedding?
Very
like,
similar people, they were. Very
yeah, but like, people. It's like somebody who's so famous. It's like, could you use your comedy connections yeah. to get him in? What, Craig's mate,
Craig's
Will.
Mate, Will, who was on the telly for a month, yeah. But yeah, yeah. So if you want to go back on Twitter and look at Craig's tweets, then he's probably still tweets about Coach Trip. But the Twitter to get involved in is the Gaffer Tapes Twitter. If you don't follow us, it's at the Gaffer Tapes. That's where it's at, isn't it? Let's be honest. That's where the hub of our interaction, fantasy football stuff goes on. We had a lot of tweets. This is the tweets for my tweet section, Ash. I'd like you to sing the jingle. Put you on the spot there. Totally didn't want to do it.
Malfunction.
Yeah, that's fine. We don't need to. We don't need a jingle.
Well, come on, you've got to do it then.
Tweets for my tweet.
You didn't take any coaxing
no,
at
definitely
all.
Not. I was ready. We had various tweets this week. People tweeting in our in their teams. We got a tweet from Stimson, aka S-Bag.
Stimdog.
Stimmers. He said he wildcarded his team. The fight back starts now. He said brackets. Or next season, whatever's good for you. So I don't know if he was overly confident.
Bit of stimulation.
It's quite a sort of a late stimulation. Nice. That I nearly glossed over that and I saw you really laughing. You're like, please notice. Yeah, that's good. Is it late to do your wild card? It's quite late because we're sort of late November now.
Mm.
The wild cards are going to come in universally for everyone
in
January. So yeah. I just think it's quite a late time to do your...
I think
so. That fresh bag. I mean, who am I to question the mighty S bag? But I think it is a little bit late in the day, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I guess it's the other way of looking at it is if you've picked your team early on, and you've gone for the right players, there's no need to use
maybe
it
you
necessarily.
Don't need to, I suppose. Yeah. And then he's thinking, I'll give it a try now.
Yeah. When it changes around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the other thing, because I guess the big advantage of it is that I quite like using the wild card early on to boost your cash.
Yeah.
You get the players in early, other people buy them, and it knocks the value of your team up.
I like to put my wild card in after about week two because I'm doing so shit. So that's just my kind of managerial skills, you know.
But if you've picked a sort of fairly good team to start with, and the value's gone up,
yeah.
When the players say like you've got Ujoa in from the first week or whatever, and you've kept them all, their values are going to go up. So you could go in for a cheeky wild card now. And take the most of all the added value you've got on your players.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, top tip there.
Yeah.
Ash's top tips. we also got a tweet from Evan Brady at Evan and B. All I want is to beat Tom, but my players look like a coral snake with all the yellow, orange and red. Oh, that's the first time I've read that.
I think you've omitted the word off.
All I want is to beat Tom.
Off.
Off. Thanks, Evan Brady. Give me a call. I'll be a married man soon, so you've only got about a week and a half.
And what was the orange and... Oh, but all his team were
injured. Yeah, yeah. Well, there was a lot of that. We saw a tweet from Adam Race, a comedian.
Yeah.
He tweeted us his team and just screenshot the actual bit of all the players that he had that were yellow. And it was a ridiculous amount.
Yeah.
So maybe that happened to S-Bag. Maybe he needed to pull in the wild card, possibly, because there was a lot of injuries.
There was, yeah, that could supposed. Be it. Because, like Chadley, a lot of people had. I had him, but he didn't play.
I was going to stick him in, actually, yeah.
Yeah, because in fact, I had Chadley and Fabregas, benched Fabregas,
and
then Chadley went yellow, didn't play, and then Fabregas got switched back in.
It's a bloody epidemic, people going yellow.
The old switcheroo.
We also got a tweet from Wayno Rams, classic Wayno, always tweeting in the show. Called it a show. Have we ever called it a show before?
I think
so. It is a show, isn't it? Yeah, of course it is. Well, a good show. Thank God the international break is over and the next one is March. That's just a factual tweet there. We got one from Jack Saunders, one of the Saunders brothers.
Something about him hating the Welsh.
It was, I hate the Welsh, may they all burn in hell. No,
he must have been really nice. Was it about, what's it called, BBC Personality of the Year, Bale got nominated, he is furious.
He's furious, yeah. He went, I smashed up my telly. No. He said, earlier we saw a guy jogging with headphones in. He must have been listening to the gaffer tapes pod because he started laughing hysterically and fell over. I mean, say what you want. He's xenophobic, but he knows his comedy.
Yeah, exactly.
Jack Saunders, he's a good lad.
No other explanation.
Nicky Metcalf, Dean Saunders as a pundit on the Wales game. The Saunders brothers will be beside themselves with rage. Hashtag fuming. So, I mean, Nicky Metcalf just absolutely nailed that there. We've created like a little community where people that don't know each other feel like they do know each other.
Yeah.
And also accuse them of being racist.
I was going to say it's not an accusation if it's true, but I'm thinking of slander.
It's pronounced Saunders. Little joke. Zing. Little joke. This one is from Sam Sharp, aka at Sharp Samuels. Oh, I found that funny. Is it bad that I want you to go through my team, brackets NYC Feral Donkeys, but I don't plan on following any of your advice? So I'm assuming that NYC Feral Donkeys probably aren't a football team. Is that an incorrect tweet, do you think? Is that one that we've got?
Oh.
From Sam Sharp that potentially is for NFL?
I don't know. I think you may be right.
I probably should have gone through these tweets before I started rattling them off. This one's going, thanks very much for last week, guys. Not as good. And then the final one that I'm going to go through, John Hart, a.k.a. at Johnny Go 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 Go. Got all excited driving home and hearing my FPL team Jumpers for Goalposts mentioned on the Gaffer Tapes podcast. Top show, best FPL podcast. Thanks very much, John Hart.
Yeah.
You get another mention.
Yeah, don't ever go.
Ash, you are on fire. I think that Craig holds you back when he's here because you wouldn't have made that joke.
No.
You would have made it off air and I would have gone, Ash, have some confidence. And then you just do a line of cocaine, look at yourself in a mirror and go, I'm ready.
Yeah, I think the show should do. I think the show's come up since I started taking crack on it.
I think it is. Ooh. I think it certainly has. That's the tweets. Always tweet us in at the Gaffer Tapes with anything you want. But always tweet in a team.
Yeah, yeah.
As I always say every week, do it before the window closes, the transfer window, if you've got any balls. Hashtag balls.
do you mean before the... Before the 11 o'clock.
Before the half 11 on the Saturday. Yeah, tweet us in then and show us, you know, show us your team and stuff. We did have someone tweet us in their team. They wanted it credentialed. Is that a word?
That is, but it's not. That's not the right context for it.
It's elephanted. He wanted his team elephanted and front-doored by Ash, our resident expert. Ash, who is the guy? Who is the team?
This is my favourite team in the league at the moment.
Oh, brilliant. Wow.
This is well good.
Okay.
The name of the team is Willie Bet.
Willie Bet?
Yep.
Okay.
And
that's a good name.
Yeah, I've lost... it's Jason Wilkins. And his team is phenomenal.
Yeah.
It looks like it's come out of the Tom School of Fantasy Football.
Well, he sounds like a good lad.
Yeah. So this week, he had one of his players on the bench who got substituted in.
Mm.
So he had Bonnie on the bench. He got substituted in, which gave him an extra 7 points.
Okay.
Which is really quite critical when the whole of your rest of your team had scored 5 points.
Okay. So he was on 13 for the whole week.
So he scored, his entire team scored the same as Ericsson.
Shit. On his own. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Okay. So let's talk us through his team.
So he's got Adrian in goal.
Adrian?
The West Ham goalkeeper. Yeah.
Oh, do you go? I didn't actually. Oh. I tried to make out like that was his first name because his surname sounds like a first name. Your joke's better. Your joke's better.
He's got a back five of Kolarov, Skirtle, Baines, Alcaraz, and O'Neill.
That doesn't sound too bad.
No, except for Skirtle got a yellow card and conceded a goal, so ended up on 0.
Okay.
Baines was one of the yellow mystery injuries.
Okay,
so
play.
Alcaraz.
He was
injured off for the whole season, I think.
Unknown return date. He's well dead.
Oh, no, yeah. He got injured a couple of games ago, yeah, after coming back from being injured. O'Neill didn't play and hasn't played all season. And then
I can't laugh. I've got Jermaine Genus on the bench. I saw him on telly the other day doing punditry.
and then, oh, of course, Kolarov, who's played about 13 minutes all season. So his back five scored him no points. His central midfield, he's got Herrera.
He was one of my picks from the very, very start, Herrera. He has not been playing, really, has he? He's certainly not been getting points.
He got, one game he got 13 points.
Mm.
Basically, played his first game against QPR, got 13 points, then played against Leicester, got 7 points, although they did concede a million goals.
Yeah.
Not an exaggeration. And then that was it. Pretty much never played him since. Mm. So he got no points. Sanchez, another one of your tips.
My tits.
Got 2 points.
Yeah.
Gerrard, obviously Liverpool had a shocker, so he got 2 points. Schürrle, Becky's favourite, didn't play.
Didn't play. So all you're doing effectively here is just going through his team and just going, shit, 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 shit.
Yeah, Alou Diarra. Contract terminated by mutual agreement.
Really? Is that what it says? Contract terminated by mutual agreement. Wow.
So not a strong choice.
Yeah. Similar to my Genus one, omitted from 25-man squad.
Yeah.
Can now be seen on Match of the Day.
And then up front, it's
Dzeko,
who's out injured.
Who is injured still, yeah.
Yeah. And Achebe and his best player, Bonny. Yeah. Oh, of course, and his goalkeeper, who he made vice-captain in a brave choice.
Okay.
Petr Cech.
So
it's not really? Playoff season. No. Definitely a break. Oh,
talking of Czech actually, and just having a very, very brief sort of diversion.
Yeah.
There's a lot of rumours about Arsenal going in for Czech.
Yeah.
Have you heard that?
Yeah.
I know I sent you and Craig a message about that the other day. What do you think about that? I'm guessing that's January transfer window talk, and I googled it and it looks very, very much like it's, well, you know, it may happen for the fact of that it's been covered by every sort of publication and Sky Sports are on it. And
I think it's one of those, to be honest, I think the rumour started because some guy just said it like this, like some sort of guy said it on a podcast, and everyone's gone, could be.
Really?
And then it's...
Is that the sort of shit you can do on podcasts? Just start rumours?
I think so, or like a blog or something. I don't think it's like someone's, you know, like an agent's come out and accidentally leaked the news, because I don't think it's really happening, but it makes sense.
I just think it's a strange one, because I think Szczesny's perfectly fine.
But he's not.
Choice.
But he's nowhere near as good as Czech.
No, he's not. He's not, and it would obviously be good, you know, to have Czech, and I don't know how long Czech's got.
So, it wouldn't be that strange a transfer then, would it?
I don't know. No, I don't think it'd be strange. But, well, no, I just think it seems strange. When I heard it, I thought, no, really?
Yeah.
Just for me, I don't know. I just think Wenger's had a lot of faith in Szczesny.
Yeah,
And I think you need to sort out that back four before you sort out a keeper.
Yeah.
I still think Szczesny's one of the best in the league, definitely.
Did you hear, talking about Wenger,
mm-hmm.
did you hear who's the guy who owns like 50% of the shares in the club?
Peter Hillwood?
No, the other one, Ashanov or something?
Yeah.
Came out and said, like, had a go at him, didn't he?
Did he? I didn't hear.
Yeah.
I try not to listen to anything negative about Arsenal. So. So I haven't heard any news on him for a while.
I was going to say, well, they had a bit of a to and from, but it was like...
to and from?
That's not a phrase. Ah, yeah. A to and forth, a back and forward?
In and out.
In and
they
out.
Added some in and out, and it was all sorted out.
They're back and forth.
Back and forth.
We got there.
Yeah.
Bit of back and forth, and then we did it. They basically had this back and forth, but with the newspapers, in a really roundabout way. And Wenger got criticised, and then came out in the newspaper and said, well, I think if we're a club, you know, the way the club works is everyone sticks together, and we shouldn't criticise each other when it's going bad.
Yeah.
But... really, he's saying the club shouldn't criticise me.
Yeah, don't criticise me, please.
Yeah, because he can't go out and criticise the board, can he?
No, that's right.
Well, I suppose he can if they give him money.
Do, but, you know.
Yep. I mean, he could criticise the board for giving him too much money that he then has to not spend.
Yeah. Stop giving me all this money. It's weighing me down. My trousers exactly. Around my ankles, you bastard.
What do you... Oh, this has turned into the Wenger hour, but before we go back to the guy's team,
yeah.
What do you think about him then?
I like Wenger, I always have, but I think I'm starting to worry now for the first time. I've always been of the mind of leave him alone, he's done this, he's done that, but I think there's only so many excuses you can make and there's only so many times you can say, look, he's doing it for the football, we're in this much in the green, or the red, whichever one it is. Yeah. He's making money. You know, he's doing this, he's done that, which is fine. But I think, you know, now we start, you know, if we don't come fourth this season, which I really, really don't think we will, then it's the first season that we haven't. And granted, we won the FA Cup last year, or last season rather. I just don't think it's enough. So maybe it is time, if we don't come fourth or get anything this year, maybe it's time for him to go upstairs as director of football and have a new manager.
Yeah, the
you heard it here first, guys.
top tip.
Tommy's top tips.
Yeah. Okay. Looking at this guy's team, I my advice would be
just quit.
Just use your wild card and get and copy Tom's team.
Yeah, because you're going to be getting, you know, upwards of 50 points a week.
Yeah. Who? What other players he's got? Which most of them aren't professional footballers anymore. which of them would you keep?
I'd keep...
easier.
Sanchez, probably. Bonny. Baines.
Yeah.
I'd definitely get rid of Skirtle. I'd probably keep Gerrard. To be fair, it's probably that... definitely get rid of your players that have gone red or dead, green. The one who's gone completely white and skeletal, get rid of him. And the one who has left on mutual consent,
yeah,
get rid of them. I just think very much like when the wild card comes in January, a lot of teams are going to start looking the same.
Yeah,
you know, everyone's going to look. So stick it. Yeah, use your card now. Stick in. Just you could probably go through the top scorers, and you could probably pick a team out of the top scorers, because they're not always the most expensive players. You could go, you know, a couple of Southampton defenders, keep Baines, someone else at the back. You're not going to be spending too much money by picking the guys at the moment that are the top scorers overall.
Yeah.
You know, you could probably get away with doing that. So that would be my tip, which is a very shit generic tip, but this guy needs any help that he can get.
Pick more players that get more points.
Yeah, but I like the name Willy Bet.
Yeah, that's good.
So keep that, if anything.
Oh, he is.
Top tip.
Wait a minute.
And where is he in the top league? News. Sorry.
He is actually...
He's not bottom.
He's in another league of seven players, and he's actually sixth of seven.
Okay, right. So I don't even want to look at the team of the guy who's at the bottom. Shit.
His team's like better,
still got Sturridge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, we're going off on a tangent looking at that, because that guy isn't even connected with us. We're seeking people out to slag them off.
That's so ridiculous.
But yeah, so looking forward to next week. Before we go, what sort of fixtures have we got? I know we mentioned, who did we mention? Southampton?
So Arsenal away at West Brom.
Yeah, that's the early kickoff. And it's on BT Sports, so I will be watching that at home in my pants, if you want to picture that, anyone. Yeah.
Photo, preferably.
Yeah, well, can happen. Burnley, Villa, Liverpool, Stoke, fancy, maybe, might keep Sterling in for that. United, Hull, yeah, Rooney may run rampant. What do we think about that? Is it worth getting Rooney in your team if you haven't got him?
Oh, Jesus, I don't know if... Yeah, he's really expensive, he always is.
Mm.
I just don't know whether... I wouldn't have thought of it, to be honest. But I don't know how many goals he's got to score before you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad. Because they've got so many strikers and stuff, it always seems like it's not worth it. But he's the one that gets picked every time, so...
That's right, yeah. Yeah, because obviously I've got my big plan of Costa and Aguero, and I need to get rid of Pella to do that. I don't know if I will be sticking Rooney in, but if I wasn't doing that master plan, I probably would stick him in, to be fair. QPR, Leicester, fancy Charlie Austin to get a couple of goals there, maybe.
Yeah, at home to Leicester. Come back finally.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Possibly. I don't think really any of those. Yeah, apart from Austin, is probably the only pick, isn't he?
Everton Palace could potentially be a good game. Palace coming riding the waves of the Liverpool win.
Oh, you mean Swansea Palace?
No. Oh yeah, sorry, I can't see. Yeah.
I think it's the same again, isn't it? Palace are terrible, but they're quite good on the counter attack, and Swansea keep the ball well. I think at home Swansea should be looking to beat Palace.
Yeah.
So
you'd think so, yeah.
Yeah, I could see them conceding, I guess, but
yeah,
I'd probably go for Palace. Probably go Swansea.
Definitely, and then City Southampton. That's not going to be an easy game. Yeah, for City. I mean, you know, I think the armband possibly may go to Costa over Aguero for that one, because I don't see Aguero scoring too many. I think I fancy maybe to get one.
Yeah, oh, well, I'd rather go...
no more than one against Southampton, I don't think.
Maybe. Well, away at Sunderland's definitely an easier... You'd rather be playing away at Sunderland than away at Southampton. Chelsea,
yeah, that's right, exactly. Hell. So, yeah, I'd Big stick time. The armband on Costa,
yeah,
I think, over that. Yeah, so there we go. That is a comprehensive rundown and comprehensive review by the two best lads, if anything, of the team. And when we've done our podcast before, when it has been me and you, we have had our record amount of hits.
Yeah.
So can everyone share this? tell all your friends, just so it annoys Craig.
And if you were one of the thousands of people who listened to the podcast because of Craig, because he was on Coach Trip, if anything, this is probably better than the whole series of Coach Trip. Probably has got more viewers, and you should listen more.
I mean, more. Technically, it's quite difficult to be a viewer of an audio podcast, but if, you know, you can have a go at it. Have a go. Talking of viewing stuff, segues, that's what it's all about, segues. Just wanted to say quickly that on the Fantasy Football website, there was banner. Did you notice that? The advert for Kajaki, the movie, featuring friend of the show, Andy Gibbons.
Yeah.
Lovely Andy Gibbons, very attractive gentleman, Andy Gibbons.
You, every time. I've never heard anybody... Andy. Ever mention his name without you saying the word attractive?
Well, gorgeous. Yeah. If you want. He was. I just thought that was a little bit of sort of tied all our worlds together, wasn't it? Did,
yeah. If you've not, I think we mentioned it last week, but if you've not heard it, he was one of our. I think it might have been the first episode.
Maybe second episode. I think
he was special guest.
One of our special guests.
Yeah.
Him and Craig did a small. What was that? Chico or Chico time? They did a small game. Go back and listen to it. We've got all our back catalogue on thegaffertapes.com and on iTunes. Go back, listen to everything that we've done, because it's bloody good, I think. We've got like a plethora of is that a word?
Yeah.
We've got a whole plethora of back catalogue. So check it all out. And we'll be back, won't we?
We will. Yeah. And Kajaki is out this Friday at Vue Cinemas.
I thought it was out already.
It might be, but... I'm pretty sure it's this Friday. It's out and it's exclusive to Vue Cinemas.
Yeah. Go and watch Kajaki. Go and see if you think Andy Gibbons is as attractive as I think he is.
You have to just watch it because you won't know who he is.
No, you won't.
And then you can, out of the, I think it's about eight main guys, decide which one's the most attractive.
Yeah.
And then see, you can play film pundit. Sexy actor. Pundit.
Sexual spunk tits.
New game.
Yeah.
And see if at the end you've come up with the same sexy actor as Tom.
Right. Can we just cut out the last 5 minutes of this?
Definitely not.
Yes, thank you very much for listening. I've been Tom. You can get me on Twitter at @the_Tom_Holmes. Forgot my name. Ash, your Twitter?
Yeah, you can get me on Twitter at Gremzilla.
Craig is obviously at Craig Hazel, double L. Go out, watch Kajaki, listen to the Gaffer Tapes, tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes with your teams, and we'll go through your team next week. And I think, Ash, that's probably about it. So thank you very much.
Goodbye.
And good night.
'Kay, so first of all, we'll just test to see if we can actually hear everybody.
Should do word association.
Yeah, okay, right. Bundesliga.
Football.
Netball.
Fishing.